Minnesota turns the corner to the five. Touchdown, Titans! Firing, he's got Walker. Touchdown, Titans! Completing a 90-yard drive. The Titans get it done again. Throw your hands up in the sky. 8-4.
Woohoo!
The first place Tennessee Titans, 8-4 on the season. Welcome to Titans All Access. She's Amy Wells. I'm Mike Keith. We're glad you're here for another edition of the program. After Sunday's scintillating 24-13 win over the Houston Texans, it was a lot of fun. And also a big day for 20 Titans players who took part in My Cause, My Cleats, something very special that the players really enjoy.
Absolutely. And so we have a chance to see the causes and the cleats and how those cleats are made all in one show.
And you get a chance to see what's really important to our Titans players and why we think they're so special in this community.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun show.
Okay. What else is coming up on the show? A big play from the Houston game. We'll break it down with the Titans assistant coach in the Microsoft Beneath the Surface feature.
Plus, General Manager John Robinson will be here, as always, to give us the Nissan keys to the game against the Arizona Cardinals.
You know, we only play Arizona every 4 years, so we don't see them very much. We don't have a lot of history with them. But actually, the most famous drive in Titans history came against the Arizona Cardinals.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why don't I tell you about it?
Yes, please.
Yes, 2009, 18 plays, 99 yards, a walk-off touchdown pass from Vince Young to Kenny Britt. A lot of great things happened in the sequence, but four big plays really tell the whole story. And Vince Young and Bo Scaife here recently for Titans homecoming, they were glad to recount it for Titans All Access.
Punt is away.
Good kick.
Casebard backing up. Lets it go inside the 10. Going?
First of all, that year we had like probably the worst punt return team ever, because he used to always not catch the ball and then they downed it at the one. I'm like, I looked at Bo on the sideline like, dude, we gotta go 99 to win this game.
And Stevens Howling will down it at the 1 yard line.
You know, we practiced a 2 minute drill a lot. At that time, you know, we had playmakers. You know, Vince was hot that game. So, you know, it's not like we were being stopped during the game. So when you go into situations like that, you already know you have a lot of confidence already. So we make the first downs, get it going, a couple plays, and, you know, next thing you know, we're moving.
So here it is. Fourth down and 4 from their own 7 yard line. Young trying to pull off a miracle. Takes the snap. Looks. Fires. Britt's got it and is down at the 17 with the first down.
I mean, one of the things that me and Kenny had when we played together is when I look down to the sideline, or I'm at the line of scrimmage, a pre-snap read, we used to have an eye contact to be like, throw me the ball. And I'm looking at him like, I'm coming at you right now, you know, and got a short DB on you right here. So I believe I have that much confidence and belief in you that you will win this battle. And he won that battle.
Young takes the snap on first down, pumps. Ball tipped up in the air. It's caught by Scaife on a deflection. Scaife 30, Scaife to the 35 and down.
Obviously it was a deflected ball, but you know, it's like it's in slow-mo, you know, when I'm running towards it, you know, I'm seeing the guys around, hey, I'm really about to get this. And then, you know, once I got my hands on it, you know the rest, Mike.
Here they come again. Young firing. Hawkins has got it. Hawkins 40, 35, 30. And they'll say he stepped out of bounds back at the 32. Young converts another fourth down with 37 seconds to go.
I just remember Hawk, you know, he's always a guy that comes in the huddle with big eyes. You know, he never wants to mess up. So for him to make those plays, I know it gave him so much confidence into doing on that stage in that moment with his, you know, his older counterparts, his older teammates, you know, looking down on him and stuff. So we needed Hawk that day.
6 seconds remaining, fourth and goal at the 10. Vince Young, two receivers either side. Pressure coming. Young pumping, looking, firing into the back of the end zone. It's caught! Kenny Britt! Touchdown, Titans! Kenny Britt goes high in knocks it away with no time on the clock. And Vince Young has done it again. Wow!
I was on the other side, so my view is looking back at VY. So obviously he's turning around and he's throwing to the other side to Kenny. So, you know, I'm just watching his slow-mo as the ball travels, and I see Kenny in the back. And like I said, you know, he made a leaping catch, and then to see his feet come down, just like it happened, it really happened.
It was a great call, great play, and Kenny just did what Kenny do, a freak of nature. When he first came to Tennessee, I was like, Coach, we about to do a lot of great things with this young man right here, and that showed it right there with that catch.
As Vince Young drives the Titans 99 yards, and Tennessee beats Arizona 20-17, and in dramatic, wild, exciting fashion, the Titans get it done again.
Great memory from 2009, and great memories told to us by some Titans we were thrilled to have back during homecoming weekend, Vince Young and Bo Scaife. Good stuff.
Absolutely. It's cool to hear them talk about it.
Yes.
Yes.
They told the story. We're going to tell you more stories during this program, including a story about a big play from the win over Houston that got the Titans to 8-4.
Woohoo, 8-4.
Yes. Microsoft Beneath the Surface with a Titans coach will help us to explain how Tennessee got it done. And trying to go to 9-4 in Glendale, Arizona against the Cardinals, John Robinson, Titans general manager, will have his Nissan keys to the game. But to round out this segment, let's talk shoes. More importantly, cleats.
Absolutely. And more important than that, they're cleats for a good cause. Titans players were able to use their shoes to promote some causes that are close to their heart. We want to show you some of those right now.
My name is Ben Jones, and these are my cleats. The cause that I've chosen is it's Jones' mission, and we're here to help underprivileged kids here in Nashville.
My name is Avery Williamson, and these are my cleats. My cause is Wounded Warriors, and the reason why I chose it is because a lot of men and women go to service and don't get the care that they need when they get back to the state. So just want to make sure that we do something good for the people that sacrifice so much for this country.
The first thing that struck me was how it looks. Starts up very quickly. It's instant, in fact. Powerful. It takes you by surprise because it breaks from the norm. My name is Brody Neal. I'm a furniture designer.
It's time now for the Nissan Keys to the Game. John Robinson, Titans general manager, joins us as he does every single week. Really nice win over the Houston Texans on Sunday. First key is obviously to keep doing some of the things you did well against the Texans. What are some of those things that you want to see the Titans continue to do this Sunday in Arizona?
I think defensively it's continuing to pressure the quarterback. We were able to get the quarterback on the ground some Sunday. Get turnovers, turn the ball over, get the ball back to the offense, and then offensively continue to establish the running game and protect Marcus, protect our passer so that he's able to deliver the ball.
For Arizona, the star is now, and the star has been for years, wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald. I would bet one of the keys for Sunday is keep Larry Fitzgerald out of the end zone.
Yeah, no question. He's still playing at a high level. He's a prime target for those guys. He's a key part of their offense. He's been doing it for a long time. It doesn't look like he's lost much of a step. He's a crafty, savvy player, really good as a route runner with some deception with his way he's able to control his body and get open.
Chandler Jones, defensive player who may be the defensive player of the year in the National Football League. The Titans have to know where he is on every single snap.
Yeah, Chandler's playing really good football. I was in New England when he was drafted. He's a long player. He plays outside linebacker for them in their base stuff. He'll put his hand down in some of their sub situations and come off the edge. Really good with his hands. He's got a really good pass rush arsenal, and he's a long player. He can really affect the passer just with his length coming off the edge.
The Titans have not played a game in Arizona in 12 years. So I guess we have to say, expect the unexpected.
Yeah, that's going to be key for us is just focusing on, you know, getting ready to execute for 60 minutes and play Titans football. Avoid all the distractions, a different city, different place, different venue that we really haven't played in a long time. But on Sunday, you know, when we tee it up, it's still 100 yards and we've got to play 60 minutes.
He's Titans general manager John Robinson, and those are his Nissan keys to the game. We've got more Titans All Access right after this.
Hey, Mom. I think I got everything. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gabriella's here.
Have a good time now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, all good?
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
This is the one knock I dread, and it never gets easier.
The Surface Laptop has a very open sound. It feels like the music is giving you a nice hug. There's something incredibly calming about fabric and the touch of soft things. The speed is great. The faster the computer, the happier my day is. My name is Zyla Foxon, and I'm an entrepreneur and a designer.
My name is Brian Arakpo, and these are my cleats. The foundation that I've chosen is my own, the Brian Arakpo Foundation. And what it is basically just raise money for inner city kids, after school programs, supplies, things of that nature to help them with not only athletic-wise, but their education.
I love these My Cause, My Cleats stories from these Titans players, but you may wonder, like me, where does a Brian Arakpo get his shoes? Where does he get these shoes done?
Well, Miami is what I found out.
You went to Miami.
I went to Miami.
And you find a guy named Marcus?
Marcus Rivero. I found him in a tire shop.
Seriously?
True story. I found him in a tire shop. And it's actually very interesting. So you guys know the players, you know the shoes, and now I'm going to take you to the tire shop.
You clean those out. Let's get the army colors ready to go.
Marcus Rivero, the Sir in Souls by a Sir, is cleat designer to some of the best athletes in the world.
Conor Gregor, J.J. Watt, Bryce Harper, Ray Allen, Tom Brady, Marshawn Lynch, Drew Brees.
Marcus customizes cleats that are seen on football fields across the league every Sunday.
Miami Dolphins are on that table. Check them one by one. Make sure they're laced. Touch them up.
He's able to customize any cleat for any guy with any design. He's constantly coming up with new ways to help players express their personalities.
Right and left shoe, you want them to look the same or you want them to be like inverted?
Yeah, inverted would be dope.
But don't call him an artist. Marcus considers himself more of an entrepreneur.
Sí, papá. Porque los caminos estaban vacíos, tienen que ir antes que... When I was in high school, I went to an all-boys preparatory school. We didn't have lunch till 1 o'clock in the school. I was like, I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna start a sandwich company. I took a Cuban bread, cut it in three sections, put ham, cheese, mayonnaise, honey mustard. That was the secret ingredient. And I would sell each sandwich for $2. I had 14 employees, two teachers, a janitor. Like, it was ridiculous. Like, I was making upwards of over $1,000 a week in high school.
But that was only the beginning for this businessman. At 23, he started working in his father's tire shop. 10 years later, he owns that company and houses more than 50,000 tires. So how do we get from tires to shoes? Well, it all started with Instagram.
I had a cardboard box in my living room. Didn't know what I was doing. At the time, I made a shoe for an ex-girlfriend I was dating, and the shoe wasn't in any color I wanted, so I just bought paint online, bought brushes, started painting. It took 20 hours, and it was amazing. She put it on Instagram, a player found it. Give me one more. Yeah, for the purple.
Once word of the shoe spread, it spread fast.
Arakpo had posted something I did for him. Uh-huh. Derrick Henry had posted a feed saying, I need somebody in Tennessee area to customize this. Arakpo told Derrick Henry, no, you don't. Call this kid. He's in Miami. You'll ship it back and forth. He'll do a way better job.
So how does a guy with no artistic training make shoes the athletes go crazy for?
Pure accident.
Well, in a word, luck.
Darren, check them out. Insides look alike. It's literally been accident after accident, like learn on the job. I've burned holes through people's shoes and had to figure out a way to fix it. Oh my God, this is not good.
I have to do this again.
It takes about 2 hours and a team of 5 people to customize a pair of cleats from start to finish.
They get taped, they get prepped, cover up all the logos because obviously the brands want to keep the logos. Once it gets prepped, then I'll get in here, it's kind of the end of my workday, like somewhere between 3 to 6, and just start spraying. All right, so we're going... Yeah, red. Let me see before you print it out. I want to see. Most of the time, I don't have a game plan. Uh-huh. It's just go. Should we do one shoe, or left, right? 2-3 inches. It could over. It could be bigger than the shoe itself. Give me the rough edge, like the lightning rough edge, and give me regular brown, please. What do I have? I don't have regular brown, do I? This is not regular brown.
Marcus says that despite the chaos,
he's eating something underneath me.
And the sleepless nights.
What do you think, Cooper? Which one you want?
It's all worth it in the end.
Are you kidding me, man? These are so awesome.
These guys are, you know, they're putting these shoes on in, like, the line of fire, I call it. They're playing the sport that makes their family a living. And I'm here lucky enough to do this, and it's just, it's, I can't describe it to you. It's goosebump type stuff. It's just amazing.
Mike, isn't that bananas? Isn't that the craziest thing you've ever seen?
That's pretty crazy. In a tire shop in Miami.
Who would have thought?
Well, you found them. Good job, Amy.
Hey, thanks. It was fun.
All right. When we come back with more Titans All Access, you'll see the players as they open their cleats, and they're like kids on Christmas morning. But as we go to break, more of the stories of Titans players from My Cause, My Cleats Weekend.
My name is Derrick Henry, and these are my cleats. The cause that I chose is American Cancer Society, just because, you know, people die from cancer every day, and I want to raise more awareness of it. I have 3 family members who've died in the past 3 years from cancer.
My name is Carl Klug, and these are my cleats. My cause is just raising awareness for children's cancer. You know, I made a friend from back home who lost a son, and he just wanted me to raise awareness for childhood cancer.
The Surface Laptop has a very open sound. It feels like the music is giving you a nice hug. There's something incredibly calming about fabric and the touch of soft things. The speed is great. The faster the computer, the happier my day is. My name is Zyla Foxham, and I'm an entrepreneur and a designer.
My name is Jonathan Cyprian. And these are my cleats. My foundation is called the ARI Foundation, and it stands for At-Risk Youth. We raise money to help kids that need help as far as getting into after-school programs and just getting them active in the community instead of getting in trouble.
I'm Marcus Mariota, and these are my cleats. My cause is Habitat for Humanity. Being able to raise awareness for what these people do is awesome. They're able to build homes for families that are in need. It just means the world.
You see, these Titans players and these causes are near and dear to their hearts, just like Marcus Mariota right there. And of course, cleats are near and dear to the players' hearts anytime, but especially during this past week's game.
Absolutely. And we were there as these guys opened their shoes for the very first time. And it was as close to hearing squeals as I think you will hear football players ever do.
They love shoes.
They love shoes.
We all love shoes.
Oh, wow. These are sweet.
Thanks, dude. Oh, yeah. These are pretty cool, huh?
Hey, check them out. Oh, them things finna be so clean.
Very nice.
Samo, I like it.
Dun, dun, dun. That's what my man Marcus did.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is cool.
Dope. I had no idea.
That's icy. That's nice.
That's good stuff right there.
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. They were so excited to see those shoes.
That's nice.
Uh-huh.
Nice job by you covering all that.
Hey, thank you. It's been a lot of fun.
The My Cause, My Cleats weekend is one of the best things that the National Football League does to give our players the chance to show everybody causes near and dear to their hearts. Makes you proud to work in the National Football League.
Absolutely, and it gives you a chance to get to know these guys a little bit better.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We get ready to go to Arizona. It's time to go beneath the surface with Microsoft when we come back to see a great play from the win over the Texans. That, and we'll get you ready for our trip to the Valley of the Sun next on Titans All Access.
There you are, Joe.
Hey, Mom. I think I got everything. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Gabriella's here.
Have a good time now, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, all good?
Thanks, man.
Anytime.
This is the one knock I dread, and it never gets easier.
This is Arthur Smith, the tight ends coach for your Tennessee Titans. We're about to go beneath the surface. All right, so this is the Texans game from last week, and we had just converted a big fourth and one, so we got into first and 10. And as you can tell, as any play in football, it all starts up front with the protections. We get great protection up front right here by the offensive line and Dennis with the back helping. And we went with our 13 jumbo package, which puts Dennis Kelly as an eligible tight end. We had Jonnu Smith and Delaney Walker and Eric Decker in the game. So this play right here is going off what Houston like to do in this situation. They're running cover four, so they've got two high safeties playing four deep, three underneath. So we call this, we got the look we wanted. And as you see here, as the film rolls here, we put Jonnu Smith on a corner route. So as Jonnu is putting pressure, he gets deep right here. He gets 29 to turn his hips. And as soon as he does that, we have Delaney Walker running down vertical right next to him and bending back to the post. And as soon as Jonnu put pressure on 29 and that he flipped his hips, Marcus puts a perfect throw on him, right in stride, and touchdown Titans. And that's this week's Beneath the Surface.
Big win over Houston. You saw that great play. Gets the Titans to 8-4.
8-4.
Trying to go to 9-4 this weekend as the Titans will be playing the Arizona Cardinals in
Arizona.
Yeah. And so next week, our show is going to be on location from Arizona as the Titans are going to stay in Phoenix and practice in preparation for their game at San Francisco. So we'll be doing the show out there in warm weather.
It's going to be warm. I'm going to find a cactus. It's going to be great.
Great. John Robinson, Titans general manager, will be previewing the San Francisco game in the Nissan Keys. We'll have a Microsoft beneath the surface. We're going to sit down with rookie wide receiver Corey Davis for the one-on-one out there. And also, we're going to show you exactly how the Titans plan a little bit of this trip. It's been pretty amazing for how the support staff has put this together for the Titans to be away from home in December for 9 total days.
Absolutely. A lot of work has gone into that, and it's going to be cool to see the behind the scenes of some of that.
All that and more next week on Titans All Access. For Amy Wells, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time from Arizona.
Woohoo!
But it's about winning at home. Got to establish the dominance at home. That's what we did, baby.